The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce, Pushing Limits. I first met Martin Gray at an Earth and Spirit gathering in the early 90s. He wowed the audience with his exquisite images of sacred sites from around the world. Determined to alert the world to the power and potency of the Earth while leaving the absolute minimum carbon footprint, Martin bicycled around the world taking his photographs. His mountain bike rolled through the sands of the Sahara, rainforests of Australia, scorched dust of India, rutted roads in Ireland, and the jungles of Central and South America. Martin understood these sites as access points on the earth, similar to acupuncture points in the body. He worked his own body with a unique blend of sacred movement and muscular development. Martin pushed limits every day, in every way he possibly could. About 10 years ago, a mutual friend asked if I had heard from Martin. I shook my head, no. Martin's had a terrible fall, our friend explained. He was rock climbing and fell quite a distance. He's hardly able to walk now. Friends are helping him as much as possible, but he's really struggling, living alone and trying to make peace with not being able to move the way he's used to. I was deeply saddened by Martin's injury, but also curious how a man who had so completely defined his life and work by his physical body would learn to navigate with any sort of limitation. He was used to pushing limits, tearing through envelopes, defying laws of physiology and gravity. How would he grapple with the world of inner space his injuries had rent open for him? A few years passed, and our mutual friend let me know Martin had recovered enough to return to rock climbing, one of his major passions. I shook my head in disbelief. I believe in pushing limits, moving outside of comfort zones, stretching and strengthening in ways that cannot happen in the comfort of daily life. If I stay within familiar bounds, I develop a lukewarm, beige approach to my life. Stretching and testing my strength, whether physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, brings new skill and increased power. I think of my annual forays into the Haleakala crater and how those journeys push me on all levels. I fume and bluster about the scorching sun, the cutting rains, the noisy tourists, the almost vertical trails, the boot-destroying A'a lava. When I return home, though, colors are more vibrant. The bird sounds more distinct, the voices of my patients and colleagues richer and more melodic. That physical challenge activates a sensitivity I rarely reach in the familiarity of my daily rounds. Too much limit pushing, though, can stretch boundaries like worn lycra tights, creating a baggy monster with no shape or structural support. Constant stretching without rest and integration stresses the body and soul. Imagine a constant spring, all push and climb and blossom, without those flowers ever setting fruit or coming to full maturation to produce seeds for future seasons. Endless growth is not sustainable in a physical world. Our economy, for example, is based on the assumption of unlimited resources and endless growth. This culture has never explored the concept of sustainability or enoughness in our current economic system. Endless mental or spiritual growth? Yes, perhaps. Even these intangible types of growth, though, are cemented by silent periods of integration. Those who are blown too widely open too quickly often visit the edges of madness. Some never return. They are pushed too far, too fast to integrate the spiritual insights into their daily lives. The dissonance between insight and daily experience is too great. The discord tears the fabric of their daily lives. The best recipe I can formulate would be a period of stretching followed by a time of integration. Expand, relax, push, release, spring, autumn, planting, harvesting. This stretching and relaxing is much like the rhythm of breath moving in and out of the body. An endless in-breath is no more sustainable than an infinite pause or an unending exhalation. Breath in, breath out, push, surrender, focus, flow. Either one without the other is unsustainable. Together, they make a whole.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.